Hey y'all, welcome back to the show and thank you for joining us for episode 7 of Pillow Talk Uncensored. On today's episode, we switched things up and spoke with a bunch of different friends of ours about their goals, the steps they're taking to reach them, and any advice for those who are struggling. We hope that you are inspired by at least one or all of the stories, and we want to wish you the best of luck on your journey to achieving your goals. Also, please keep sharing the podcast, and to our Apple Podcast listeners, please leave us a 5-star rating and review so that we can continue to grow the podcast. So, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. And with that being said, let's get right into it. Thank you for joining me for this episode. So before we get into everything, I want to give you a chance to introduce yourself, let the listeners know a little bit about you and where they can find you on social media.
Okay. My name is Ya'Kyra Lynn. I am the owner of Her Aesthetic, which is a brand consultancy for female entrepreneurs. I help females start their business from whether if you're starting from scratch or whether if you're already in business and want to do a revamp. I offer graphic design, public relations, social media management, and plenty more that just helps you throughout your journey through entrepreneurship. You can find me personally on Instagram at Ya'Kyra Lynn, Y-A-K-I-R-A. 2 A's and then Lynn, L-Y-N-N, and Her Aesthetic, H-E-R-A-E-S-T-H-I-C-C.
Okay, thank you. So that's actually perfect for today's topic. So my first question for you is, what are you grinding towards right now?
Honestly, I'm grinding towards money. I'm not even going to lie. A lot of things right now, I'm in the process of like, scaling my business on a larger scale, and I don't want to say that, you know, my whole thing in life is all about money, but I do have financial goals that I really want to meet, especially I'm getting towards the age of 25 next month in April, and I just have goals that I want to meet, and my goals requires money. So
I respect
right now I'm just honestly grinding for, you know, getting more clients and more connections, and you know, just throughout all of that, I just pray for financial blessings to come in along with that.
I definitely hear you. So what does that grind look like for you?
So on a day-to-day basis, that grind looks like waking up early, and which is rare because I'm not a morning person. I'm a night owl. So lately I've been waking up at like 8 o'clock in the morning. I start off by sending out messages to my clients, creating content for my clients, and also creating content to brand my business itself. So the grind basically is literally every day I'm just working physically and trying to make more connections, and literally like I have days where I go out sometimes into the real world, because you know we have social media nowadays, which is cool. You can hop into people DMs and stuff,
right?
But I kind of want to go back in time where, you know, business wasn't just about social media and you actually had to get up and go and meet people. So I have days where I even go to maybe like my favorite stores or just random stores, period, where I see a lot of females at, because my target audience is females.
Okay.
So maybe like hair salons, nail salons, and just other boutiques and places where I actually introduce myself and just put in my face and my brand out there in any way that I can.
I think that's a really smart tactic, because with social media and like especially this new normal of virtual living, we kind of lose touch and we lose connection.
Yes, really definitely. Cool.
So can you speak a little bit more about what it is that you want to do with your business? Because I really hope that, you know, that the podcast helps you get some people to hit you up about it, because it sounds really interesting.
Yeah, so Her Aesthetic is all for females. So when I first created Her Aesthetic, it started off by just my love for females in itself. I have a true dedication for females and what we have and the power that we have, and just even in today's world, what we bring to this world. And not just only that, but in business, being that I always wanted to be my own boss and I always wanted to be in the entrepreneurship world itself, I also seen that it was a growth in that, just females entrepreneurs. So my business is all about creating blueprints for females that want to be in the entrepreneurship world and wants to start their journey, or even, you know, they're already in their journey, and just simply helping them by providing services, like I said, graphic design, whether if you need to get a logo created, whether if you need your social media page managed by us, or whether if you even need, you already have a business and you need public relations and you need some more connections and you need media lists and just all aspects. I want to have her set it to be a one-stop shop for that girl that wants to be her own boss, but she could, mm-hmm. you know, she may not know where to start, or she may need resources. She could just come to her aesthetic and, you know, we'll help you. So that's really my goal with that. I really want her aesthetic to be a one-stop shop, a household full of just women helping women in business.
Yes, I love that.
Yes, girl. Thank you.
So what would you tell someone who is struggling to develop and maintain their grind?
Oh, I would say to stay patient, because for a person that's grinding 24/7, it's so easy to lose patience, and it's so easy to feel like you're not doing the best, or that the grind isn't, you're putting in the grind but not getting the work back from it, or not getting the results back, which is, you know, that's the game, and that's just how it goes. So it's important to stay patient, and it's also important to give yourself a round of applause here and there. Like, I know with grinding, it's easy to beat ourselves up, like, mm-hmm. so easy. So I would definitely say to keep things light, you know, keep grinding, but at the same time, give yourself a round of applause for your small accomplishments, because small accomplishments leads to your bigger goals and your bigger accomplishments. Like, they're not anything to disregard or to, you know, not give a clap to. They're important as well. So I would definitely say to be patient, and definitely to just be light on yourself. Like, you're doing a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I definitely agree with that, because sometimes it gets discouraging and you may start to lose sight of what you're working towards, but yes. You definitely got to celebrate those small gains, because they're just as important as the big ones.
Mm-hmm. And I will say, it would definitely push you even more, giving yourself, you know, that pride, and just letting yourself know that, okay, this is something that I did, even small or big, whatever it is, but even the small ones, okay, this is something that I'm proud of. That gives you a push every single day. And when you're doing the opposite, beating yourself up, it's kind of, you know, it's not helping. It's kind of like manifesting just negativity over your journey, which is automatically going to bring you down. So you got to keep yourself up, for sure. Exactly.
So what part do you think that the people around you and, like, your social media consumption, what part do you think that plays in you working towards your goals?
Because I have so many, like, pros and cons over social media. I would definitely say with my social media consumption, I would honestly say, truly, it can be a distraction towards my goal and towards my grind. So, like, for example, recently I didn't delete my personal page, but I did log out of my personal page, and my Instagram looks crazy, because being that I do have clients, I have a whole list of accounts on my phone. So, social media is just all over the place for me, honestly. But when it comes down to personal, I do know that sometimes looking at my personal page, and I have a different crowd on my personal page versus my business page, it is definitely something that's distracting, and it is something that, here and there, if I'm on it too much, it could mess up my mental, which I do know when it messes up my mental, it messes up my grind and my business. So when the minute I catch that and the minute that I feel it, I just delete it, or I just log out, and I'm just like, okay, I got to be on business and business only. Now, when I'm on my business page for social media, it's so much lighter. It's not really, you know, drama. It's things that's beneficial towards me and, you know, right now in my life. And, you know, when you have a goal and you have things that you want to work towards, that's the only thing that matters, is the things that's beneficial. So when it comes down to that side of social media, it definitely helps me a lot.
Okay, yeah, it's just good to know when to take a break because it can be really hard and triggering to see people out here, even in the same industry. Like, I talked about this earlier with people who are having podcasts, and you know, my podcast is just starting to take off. And sometimes it gets to me where I'm like, wow, like they're popping, like they have a huge following. Mm-hmm. What am I doing wrong? But sometimes you just got to take a step back and realize that in due time is going to come for you.
Yes, for sure. And you can't look at other people's social media page. That's definitely a main thing I see a lot with today's world and people that, you know, have goals. They see so many people that's accomplished and so many people that's doing this and doing that. But honestly, we have to keep in mind too that, you know, everything that's on social media is not the real behind the camera. Exactly. And behind the social media page. So in reality, we just have to focus on ourselves and focus on our goals so that we could keep going in the direction that we want to go in our own world and not on social media and what we're seeing from other people.
Yes, absolutely. So do you have any last minute advice for anyone out there that's trying to work towards whatever they're trying to work towards?
I would say my main thing, my main mantra, I would call it, has been to stay you, remain you, remain true to yourself. Because we're in a world right now, and even that's tied to social media, where a lot of people are, you know, seeing things that they like and they think that they have to do, or they think that they have to live life in the same way that the other people are living life. Just remain you, no matter if you have a 9-to-5 job and you want to get promoted to whatever role it is or whatever title is in that job, do that. If you want to be an entrepreneur and you have a certain lane that you want to be in, no matter who's in that lane, no matter how many people are saying don't be in it because there's too many people in it, do that. Like, remain you in today's world and stick with it, because at the end of the day, it's going to pay off, and whatever that you're putting out into this world is going to gravitate back to you. So that, yeah.
Wow, that is powerful. I really like that. Definitely remain true to you.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I'm Blair. You can find me at 23.trouble on Instagram, Twitter. I don't even remember my Twitter name, but I think like 215 Blair. Twitter I don't really take serious like that, so, or Instagram, but you can follow me on Instagram.
So tell us a little bit about you and who you are, what you get into.
I'm a young man that's, you know, just trying to find the right way to go in life.
Okay, so that's perfect for what today's episode is about. So my first question for you is, what are you grinding towards right now?
Right now, I'm trying to grind towards basically not working. Kind of like going into a business. I got a few different projects I'm working towards right now. I say it's been about a year. All of them should be launched. So that right now is my main focus.
So are these exclusive business ideas that we can't know about?
I can tell you. So I got a few friends that's they do like the whole credit repair, real estate, whole getting you trade lines and credit lines and all that. So my goal is right now to get my credit to about 720, 750 area, and I'm trying to get into like the whole real estate situation so I get some residual income and retire early. So my son don't really have to, you know, I worry about nothing as he is growing up.
Okay, I respect it. So what does that grind look like for you?
Right now, it's really just about, I'm trying to save, like, just save money. I'm not even gonna sit here and tell you that I'm putting in a whole bunch of work because I haven't done a lot of work. My first process is trying to get enough money whereas though I can have money, not necessarily to waste, but necessarily to say like money to
like a cushion.
If shit fell, I'm still gonna be okay, cause ain't shit guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? So if the few projects get doomed, then I'm not doomed too.
So Yeah, you know, like, I'm not a business person at all, but you know the saying, like, you gotta, like, what do you gotta spend money to make money?
Yeah.
So, are you, is this money, like, I guess, like, is dual purposes, like, one, so that if things go left, you are good, and two, so that you can invest in these businesses?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's more so, like, money that I can invest. That's what it is. That's what I'm trying to say to her. Money that I can invest and money that I can still, I ain't gonna say pay myself, because I'm not gonna quit my job, but money that I can lean back on, because a rainy day could come any day. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to be able to be like, oh, well, look, I put $25,000 into these projects and I got $1,000. So if shit go to hell tomorrow, I only got $1,000 to get myself out of that situation. Like, that don't even make sense.
So you made a good point about, like, not quitting your job. So talk a little bit more about that. Like, when do you think is a good time for somebody who's going into being an entrepreneur to make the call to be like, okay, now I can leave my full-time job?
I feel like if you're making more than your full-time job after all your expenses, like, if you're profiting, like, if you could pay yourself just as much or more than your full-time job, then you can quit your full-time job. Because now, like, unless you want the extra bread, but, I mean, do it make sense to say, all right, well, I'm going to work every day. I'm making $40,000 a year, waking up when they tell me to, well, getting to work when they tell me to get to work, leaving when they tell me to leave. If I can make the same shit working for myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that makes sense. If I can make that $40,000, waking up when I want, getting off when I want, stop working when I want, and I'm basically setting my own hours, and I can, I'm making money. Like, I'm making money setting my own hours. It ain't like I'm waking up when I want and I'm losing money or I'm not making money. If I'm doing the same thing that I'm doing when I go to work, doing 8 hours a day, most of the time, 8 hours a day, even, especially if this shit is a manual labor job, like, were you working hard? I mean, fuck that.
So, do you think that you have to, in a way, be passionate about this business, or is it, like, is it just money driven?
So this business is a thing you should have passion for, because, well, you're not having a business. Yes, you're having a business to make money, but you're not having a business that you're gonna have for a couple of years, unless you fucking make a business that's like a multi-million-dollar business and you sell it for whatever, you know, that's how a lot of businesses do go. But that don't happen too often. It don't happen that quick neither. So you kind of, if you're going to wake up every day, you're going to kind of have, you need some type of passion. But I also think some people, when it's money driven, some people, that grows the passion for them. Like, money can, you be like, you know what? I don't really feel like doing this. My motherfuckers go to work every day. They're not really passionate about their job, but you know, oh, let me go get this money.
Especially, yeah, but I think it's different because you can use going to work as a stepping stone. When you're a business and you're in business for yourself, you got, at some level, it has to be something that you want to do and you like doing, because you are the driving force behind it. You're putting everything together. You can't just be like, I'm just doing this for the money. There's a lot of work that goes into being a business owner.
That's true. That's true, because I had an aunt that owned a daycare for years. She had the daycare for over 10 years, and she lost the passion for it. And she closed the shit down. It ain't stopped making money. It was still doing good. She just said, basically, she was fed up with it and closed the shit. Like,
yeah, she just closed it. I think it got to be a balance between your passion and is it making you money. Like, obviously, money makes the world go around. You don't want to be like the people that are in the nonprofit sector. That's not my calling at all.
Right.
But hats off to them because they're passionate about it. But we know it doesn't make money. Like, teachers, they don't make money, yeah, but they are very passionate about what they do.
That's true. That's definitely a job where you gotta have passion to deal with kids every day and parents and bosses and shit.
So that's a good segue to my last question is, what would you tell someone who is struggling to develop and maintain their grind? Like, what pieces of advice would you have for them?
I don't know. Like, you, So if that's not what you want to do, like if
no, like they're grind, like they're trying
to go to the next level.
Like yeah, like what can they do to reach their goals, whatever that may be.
Oh, you got to find out what it is in life, what rules you want to take. You know, is you can have two or three rules that lead you the same way, but there's different obstacles down the roads. You got to figure out what obstacle you trying to get over, what obstacle you want to go through to get to where you trying to go. So if I want to be a okay, let's say I want to be a electrician and want to open up my electric company one day. You should go through, you should make sure you go to school, of course. If you want to get a job where, you know, they're paying you to also learn the shit before you become like a journeyman, do that and then open up your business. Or you can go to school and just straight open up your business where you basically learning and teaching yourself, which, you know, that could be a route you go, but you got to really be good at your craft because now you don't have nobody to be like, yo, well, am I doing this right or wrong? Because this is your business. You should be the top bull. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's two different, that's one journey, but two different routes to go down.
So from what I'm hearing, your advice is targeted towards people who are going the entrepreneur route.
No, not necessarily.
So what about somebody like me who's an academic?
Well, if you got to figure out what you want your angle to be like. Like, if you want to be like with academics, all right. So what's your, what field?
Social work.
Okay, you're a social work, right? So if you want to be a director of a hospital, right? Director of the social work field in a hospital, or let's say even for like the state or something, you should figure out what job you want to go to get like your credentials. Like, say you want to go to like a nursing home or something, you want to be, you run a director of that. Now, a hospital is definitely bigger than a nursing home for sure. And depending on what state job, I'm sure a state job is probably higher too. So if that's where you want to be at the hospital, you go to a nursing home route, become a director there, get your credentials, be there for a couple of years, you know, then you get can't think of what I'm looking for, but you get like that go towards your resume. So now,
like building up experience.
Yeah, there you go. That's the word. Getting your experience. And boom, you go to, you see a hospital position open up. You was at this nursing home for what, 5-6 years. You see this position, director position over in a hospital. You got a chance to be a director of the social worker at the hospital. So
like, you know, basically figuring out what it is you want to do and the road and steps that you got to take to get there, and like building up your resume, getting the necessary experience, making connections.
Yeah. Yep. That's really what it is. I mean, you just got to find connections. Like, because if this real estate stuff don't work out, not even real estate, entrepreneur route don't work out for me, then I'm a fall by myself even going back to school. Or
yeah, so like what happens when the route that you want to take, you've done all the legwork and it just doesn't work out, and then you're back at square one? What do you used to do?
The drawing board and figure out like, okay, well, boom, this might not be for me. So you got to be like, you know, either I'm going to go back to school and figure out, you know, what it is, if you haven't already went to school, or you're going to be like, you know, what can I do out here that doesn't require me to school but can still make me lots of money? That's all it's really about. It's about what can you support your family with that you like doing,
mm-hmm.
or like the most. You might not like it like that, but it's something that you feel you don't mind doing, like you're comfortable with doing it. You don't have to necessarily like it, you just can't be uncomfortable doing it, because then it's like you want to wake up every day doing something uncomfortable. Like, that don't make sense.
I 100% agree with that. So, in this instance, what advice would you have for the discouragement that comes with this? Because when you have your mindset on something and it doesn't work out, it's very easy to get discouraged and just be like, F it all. So, what would you say to somebody who's in that predicament?
I mean, you got to find, if it take for you to watch people that been in your situation that has prospered, then do that. Watch some either YouTube videos, you can watch them on Instagram. There's a lot of people that have those.
Take that with a grain of salt, because the influence that social media has, because people start comparing themselves to this other person's journey, and that can also lead to discouragement. But yeah, I agree, there's inspiration stories out there.
Yeah,
but take it with a grain of salt.
Absolutely. I mean, you're not going to ever, that's the thing, you can want to be where they want to be, but your road not going to be the same. That's mm-hmm. what people got to realize. That road the role there can be it's a million different roads that lead to that end of that tunnel. So you just gotta, that's how you gotta look at it. You gotta figure out what route is best for you. Because a person, say a person that's trying to get to that person they see on Instagram. So that guy is a, he don't even got his own business. He a CEO. I mean, it's not his business, but he's a CEO of that business. Mm-hmm. So he's CEO of a business and, you know, you want to become a CEO. But you're not gonna be able to take that route because this is a single guy that got, well, he's a single guy that I married at the end of his journey, opposed to somebody that got two kids and a single father or a woman or a mother. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not gonna be able to take that same journey he had because you got priorities.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not gonna be the same route.
Yeah, I agree. What's for you will be for you.
Right.
So just don't compare yourself to other people in their journey.
Exactly. But y'all still want to get to that same place.
Yeah. Though. You can use it as inspiration.
Right. That's all.
Okay. So thank you so much for your good advice and thank you for joining me to do this. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
My name is Asha Westcott. I graduated in 2017 from Temple University with a Bachelor's of Arts in Public Relations. And from there, I actually went into an industry that I never expected to go into, nor did I know anything about, which was the tech industry. So I started out my career at this software company called SAP. And it's a huge company that I just didn't know about. So I started out there, worked in the global marketing department, and I've stayed with this company since. So I've been at the company for about 4 years now, and I've been able to move around and gain different experiences throughout my time here. And now I'm my current role is a brand manager for this new team that we developed called the Business Process Intelligence. So that's a little summary about myself.
Oh, wow. That is really interesting. So we got to talk more about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So can you let us know where we can find you at on social media?
Oh, yes. So on social media, I have a Instagram. I'm not really active on Twitter, so I won't share that one. But I also do have a Clubhouse. So on Instagram, it is @ Oshkosh, Ashkosh. And for Clubhouse, it's the same @Oshkosh.
Okay, thank you for sharing. So, piggybacking off a little bit of what you shared in your intro, what are you grinding towards right now?
To be honest, like sometimes it changes every day because, like, it depends. Sometimes it really just depends on the mood that I'm in or what actually like strikes my passion. But recently it has been brand management. One thing that I'm super passionate about is positioning a company, positioning a person in the best light so that our customers or our audience can receive it the way that we want. Like I've been really into that lately. So that's been one of my passions. But to be honest, like, it's so many other things that I definitely want to get into and that I want to like hone in my skills. So what I've been trying to do is just kind of like focus one thing at a time and just base it off of like how I'm feeling or what actually the feeling I get when I'm working on something. Like if I get distracted really fast, then I'll be like, okay, obviously this ain't for me. I don't want to do this.
Okay. So I might have to contact you off of the air. Because I definitely need some branding for the podcast. But that's really what's up. That's interesting.
Yes, we can get into it, honey.
Yes. Okay, so what does that grind look like for you?
So I'll say the grind looks like I have to be disciplined. That's one thing that I've learned throughout 2020 is that I need to be disciplined so that I can stay focused. Because as soon as COVID hit, I was off my square. I was off my schedule. Like I had a set schedule where like I would work from home 2 days out the week and then I would go into the office 3 days out the week and I would go to the gym. I would have social hour where I would network and talk to my friends. And also the key thing that I would also do is like go to the gym. And that really like empowered me to to keep my energy up and so that I can continue to just always look for different things that I found interesting or kind of look at different outlets where I could learn more in. So when 2020 hit and COVID happened, I started realizing that I was falling off. Like, I wasn't exercising. I was staying in the house all day, and I basically like fell into a depression. So from that, I realized I need a schedule. Mm-hmm. And what I do now is, because I'm still working from home and my office hasn't opened up yet, but what I do now is I try to stay disciplined with, okay, make sure you wake up at 7 o'clock. And when you wake up at 7 o'clock, you know, actually get dressed. Don't just be in your pajamas. So mm-hmm. that's something else that I try to like move that helps me with my grind. It's like just doing things within my schedule and making sure that I stay on a schedule because that's where I thrive. And then also part of the things that help my grind is just listening to like podcasts and listening to interviews because and even being on social media, because with being in the brand management space, you have to make sure that you're listening to what's trending and what's happening and how are people mm-hmm. presenting themselves or even showing up for themselves in different ways. And then also I'm analyzing how their audience is receiving that. So most of my time, I'm actually really obsessed. I love listening to podcasts. I love listening to different like radio interviews, just things like that, because it keeps me like on my toes and keeps me kind of in the know. But I don't want to be long-winded with the answer. So essentially, it's honestly just staying up to date on my craft, having a schedule. And then lastly, it's just implementing some happy moments. Like I have to reward myself with like some small wins. Like, okay, if I finish my to-do list for today, okay, I should pat yourself on the back and maybe I can have, you know, a glass of wine at night just to celebrate myself. But so those are those three things really help me keep going.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for your transparency, because it's especially hard. Like people, I know for myself, I had like this amazing, magnificent list of things that I wanted to work towards in 2020. Yeah. And then COVID hit and I had to take a back seat. And it's really hard to maintain that sense of normalcy and really discipline yourself. Cause like when I was working from home, I never got dressed. Mm-hmm. I would just wake up late and be like, okay, I'll log on 5 minutes before the Zoom starts.
Yeah.
And I just felt myself like being so down about it and just not doing anything about it. So I really appreciate your perspective on it, because it's really important. Like, you got to be your biggest cheerleader and definitely celebrate the small wins. Cause not every day is not going to be extraordinary, but little things like that, like I'm heavy on to-do lists. Mm-hmm. I struggle even when it's 4 things on the list, but when I get those 4 things done, I'm giving myself a pat on the back.
Exactly. And the key thing is like rewarding yourself with something that you really enjoy. So for me, I'm like, oh, I can watch some TV tonight. Or like one of the things that I love to do is drink wine. So if I get everything done on my to-do list, I'm like, whew, I can have a glass of wine.
Yes, I love that. And one thing that you hit on a little bit is social media. So in a way, you know, like social media, we're in this era where everybody's putting everything on social media and we find ourselves comparing ourselves to the next person. So what advice would you give to somebody who's trying to develop this grind, but they're looking on social media and they're getting discouraged?
Wow, this is something that I definitely struggle with every day, because I'm always like, sometimes social media makes you feel like you aren't doing enough, or it makes you feel like you should be, you know, you should be an entrepreneur or you should start something from fresh because that's what everybody is doing. That's what your crowd is doing. But essentially, you have to make sure, you have to kind of check yourself when you have those moments where you, when you're comparing yourself to other people. Cause one, you got to check yourself and say, okay, I'm unique. And there's nobody in this world like me. Like God made me in his own way. And I have to just live that purpose. So with part of you living that purpose is that you have to know, okay, do things that you are really happy about or that you're passionate about. And you know what passion feels like. You know what being happy feels like. So honestly, don't worry about what other people are doing, or say if somebody starts a business that you wanted to start, because you and that person have similar interests, that doesn't mean that your business or your passion project or whatever you're trying, or your service, that doesn't mean that it's not going to be successful as well. Like social media, one thing is that it's a blessing and a curse. And one of the blessings is that with social media, you can connect with everybody in the world. So not just people in the United States, not just people in Philadelphia, but this is a global app. So the good thing is that, you know, you can reach more people. So continue to just focus on yourself, focus on your passion, do things that you genuinely, that genuinely makes you happy and that you have a passion for, and that something that just automatically comes to you. Because this is one thing, is that you know that something's your passion, or you know that you're doing the right thing when everything just comes easy. You know, like when there's no like struggle when you're trying to launch your business, or even Fatima, you know, that's like with your podcast, like the podcast was something that came to you very easily and you just executed it. And that's how you know, like, that's something that this podcast, this is supposed to be for you, is because you were moving, not trying, worrying about all the other podcasts that are out there in the world, but you were like, no, this is something that I really want to do, and I'm going to do it because this is what makes me happy. So I say that all to say is, like, continue to just stick to your gut and just worry about yourself. Stay in your own lane.
I could not have said it better myself, and especially with the podcast. Because I find myself getting discouraged some days because I'm not seeing the numbers that I want to see. Mm-hmm. And it's not taking off as quickly as it should. But I remind myself, like, this is just a side hustle for me. Like, my main life is getting my master's degree and being a therapist. But this is something that I'm really passionate about because I love talking. And I like talking about different things with different people. So this is something that I want to, you know, take my time to, like, perfect and craft. But it is hard when you see these podcasts on Instagram and they got like a million followers. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, what did they do? But I know it's going to come in due time. So I try not to compare myself to these other podcasts.
Yep. And then to your point, like, consistency is key. Like, mm-hmm. those podcasts that you're saying you see that have a million followers, they didn't start with a million followers.
Exactly.
They started just like where, you know, where you and I are at, where we don't have a huge following, but we're doing what makes us happy and what we're passionate about. So, again, consistency, as long as you're consistent with putting your content out there and putting it in a way that you want your audience to receive it, then it's going to be successful, regardless of the numbers. Like, I really don't even want to pay attention about the numbers. It's what you want to do. So just do it.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. That is such great advice for me. I need to write that down.
Shoot, I'm like, maybe I need to take my own advice.
Right. Yes, definitely. So lastly, what would you tell someone who is struggling right now to develop and maintain their grind?
First thing is, if someone's struggling to maintain their grind, first, you have to be kind to yourself. That's one thing that I am learning myself, is to take a minute and stop, one, comparing yourself to other people. Stop being hard on yourself, saying, I should be doing this or I should be doing that. Just take the time to just breathe and be patient. Just be patient with yourself, because you're a work in progress. We all are. We're all a work in progress here. And we're literally all just trying to find our purpose, trying to figure out like what makes us happy or what our niche is. So that's the first step. It's just, you know, pat yourself on the back for doing like the small things, which is waking up. Like, a lot of people don't get to wake up, you know, in the morning. So that's like one accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Another thing is, like, if you feel yourself falling into where your mind just can't figure it out, then seek some help. Talk to some friends. I definitely, because, you know, now we're in this era of being very transparent about our mental health. So if you feel like you need some help and you just can't figure it out on your own, then seek some help to find like a therapist. There are so many resources and opportunities for you to kind of have somebody to sort out those thoughts. I definitely think that we should utilize them now, and we should even talk about them now. Mm-hmm. You know, having these periods where we just can't figure it out, so we need to do the work so that we can become better. So that's the second thing, is definitely seek some help. And then the third thing is start making, like, I know this is some people may think this is corny, but I still do this to this day, is like create like a vision board to kind of help you stay on your grind. Oh, yes,
I love vision boards.
Yes, like I used to, me and my friends, we used to all the time have like vision board parties and we have all magazines all over the floor, but that stuff works because you get to see your vision, you get to see your goals like on paper, and then it starts to become real, and it honestly makes you feel like, okay, this is attainable. Those are honestly the three things that I would say, because that would definitely not only push you to like stay on the grind, but it'll kind of uplift your spirits, like, okay, let me just start getting this going, and let me just continue to stay on the grind and continue to like live my life the way that that God wants me to. And I mean, I know I'm saying God a lot, but I'm just a spiritual person, and I just believe that we're set on this earth to do what God wants us to do. We just have to figure it out. But so yeah, honestly, I would definitely just say like stick to those three things.
Yes. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that really good and sound advice. And I have nothing else to say to follow up with it, because you just said it so perfectly. And I really hope that somebody, at least one person out there, takes something valuable from this conversation. And I want to wish you the best of luck on your journey to achieving your goals. And I want to thank you for doing this and being a spokesperson to, you know, be that change starter that somebody needs. And, you know, just to let them know, like, it is attainable. You can do it.
Honestly, I'm just following your lead, sis. You are giving me the platform to do it. So you're honestly giving people just the resource just to listen to us talk and kind of hear this sound advice. So I just thank you because you're doing the work.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Brianna. Born and raised in Philly. I am an engineering student, well, chemical engineer. I graduated from Drexel University, and I'm now at Widening University as a grad student, also majoring in.
Okay, so that alone is very, very interesting. So the first question is, what are you grinding towards right now?
Just to live comfortably. As far as like work related, I don't even really know exactly where my end goal is. I just want to finish grad school because I know that at a certain point in time throughout my career, I'm gonna want to elevate, and I don't want to not have the credentials of going to grad school.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm kind of waiting on where it is that I want to be at, but I just don't want to be stuck in a position and not be able to elevate, pretty much.
Okay, I respect that. So in your field of chemical engineering, is that extra degree, like, I'm sure it gives you a bump in salary, but does that like make you more qualified for different positions?
It does. So continue with my education, I would still have a pretty good job. I would still be able to move around and still be at a financial advantage over, you know, like some majors and stuff like that. But I just feel like with your master's and after grad school, everything kind of sort of opens up more. You're more like CEO positions become more available to you. Just boss status, pretty much.
Okay, talk heavy, sis.
I'm cracking up.
So for the people like me who have no idea what chemical engineering is, can you give us a brief overview or definition of it?
So chemical engineering pretty much deals with chemical production and the manufacturing of like the products through like a chemical process. So that's with anything, you know, pretty much everything that we use, it has a chemical base. So whether that's lotion, makeup, household cleaning products, everything, it's all finding the equipment, the systems, the process for refining like the raw materials of the chemicals that we use like every day. So everything on like the periodic table to the man-made chemicals. Like, I had to know this stuff, know how to put it together to be able to, one, make it safe for us and the environment, and then two, to be able, you know, to just like product market and manage it pretty much.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I feel really dumb right now.
I'm cracking up.
So, like, where did you get your interest in this field? Because that's so cool.
So in high school, so you know how like in high school they always say you should find something that you like.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved chemistry. That was the one thing that always clicked with me. Me and chemistry always were just best friends, and that came really natural to me. And I was looking at a chemist, you know, like majoring in chemistry, but I didn't want a lab position. Okay. Like, I don't want to be like a researcher. I didn't want to be in a lab for the rest of my life. So I was looking on Google at different chemical, like at different jobs that, you know, like deal with chemistry. And then I was also mm-hmm. looking at the salary, because we're trying to make them coins out here.
Okay.
So, and my cousin, my cousin is a electrical engineer, I believe. And so he kind of talked me into engineering. And then I looked at, you know, how much they make and what it is that they can do. And because chemical engineering itself is kind of like a broad subject and you can navigate through different things, I kind of just started off with that and I loved it. And I'm not going to say it came easy, because it's mm-hmm. definitely stressful and definitely a lot of work, but.
Oh, you know, wow. Yeah, a Black woman in engineering. Let's go, yes. Sis. So that's a perfect segue into the second question. And that is, what does that grind look like for you?
So, right, are you asking just like as far as my workload or?
Yeah, like that, like a combination of your workload, like in classes, you know, like just your goal setting, like what do you do to keep yourself on the grind? Like all those umbrella things.
Okay. So I am a full-time grad student. I've been lucky to not have to work at the moment.
Okay.
So I definitely, it's a lot to balance out, to have a good work and, well, schoolwork and just like a regular friend's lifestyle setting. So it's definitely a balance, but my planner is my best friend. All type of calendars, reminders, and just the motivation of knowing, like, who am I, like, who I'm about to become. Like, when I'm done school, for real, I can do whatever it is that I want to do. You know, can't nothing really stop me at this point, because I done made it through all this.
Yeah, no, that's so really powerful.
It's definitely a lot.
Yeah, so, like, where do you get this motivation from? Like, does this come from within, or is it a combination from that and like your support system and the people around you?
It's definitely the support system, and it's definitely you know, some type of motivation within myself, because my parents are a very big part of my life, and my mom is always just like, you know, like, you just got to keep going. And I'm constantly stressed. School is very stressful. Constantly, like, I can't make it. I'm tired. I'm about to just drop out. And I have such good friends that's like, no, you're not, sis. Like, get your life together. And then I had to look at myself in the mirror and just be like, you got this. Like, at the end of the day, this is for you. This is for your family. This is for your parents. Because, you know, we're getting older and our parents is getting older. And I want to be able to provide for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more so my motivation. Like, I need to get this for them, because they provided me with a wonderful life. And I want them to be as comfortable as possible.
Yes, that's the goal. That's really inspiring.
Yeah.
So my last question to you is, what would you tell someone who is struggling to develop and maintain their grind? Like, any words of advice that you may have for them?
I would definitely just say that it's going to be hard. If it's something that you want, you have to work for it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be stressful. It's going to be tiring. But you have to remember, like, why you're here, what you're doing this for, whether that's to, you know, have more vacation time so you can go on vacations, whether that's to be able to provide for your family, even if it's something that you may feel is vain, like you just want to buy stuff for your closet. Like that's a goal, that's motivation.
Right.
So you just got to figure out what it is that you really, really want for yourself. And then remember that in order to get here, you need to complete this task. Just take it day by day, step by step, and you'll get there.
Wow, that is really important and really sound advice. Thank you so much for that, girl. And I wish you the best of luck on this journey. You are going to be a bomb-ass chemical engineer and a motivation for the other little Black girls who are in the high school. Yeah, I want to do this when I grow up.
Yes.
But thank you so much for joining us for this episode. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
My name is Rasheen. I graduated from Westchester University. You know, that's a little bit snippet about myself. I don't know what else I should add. But you can find me on social media at Rasheen_Hill. That's my first and last name. That sounds real old when you think about it, but I'm not that old, y'all.
Okay. So my first question for you is, what are you grinding towards right now?
It's crazy to think about that. I was having a talk with my coworkers today about that, but I definitely grinding towards owning my own school, just because I recognize, like, in the urban community, we got schools that really don't, you know, see our point of view. They just come and then, like, build up and, you know, so they can set their quotas or their platforms. But I'm definitely building towards owning my own school and, you know, give back to my community of, you know, the greater Philadelphia area.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Because I actually want to be a school social worker. So that's really cool.
All right. We got to link up.
Yes, for sure. I need a job in about 2 years.
For sure.
What does that grind look like for you?
Constantly asking questions, but also putting yourself in uncomfortable situations so you can learn how to adapt and become the leader that you, you know, dream to be. So that's definitely, you know, stepping up to the plate if, you know, if you're, what is it, like your manager or a coworker asks you to do something, you do it to the best of your ability, but also asking to, you know, for leadership roles and things of that nature. Like, be annoying towards your coworkers so they could be like, man, he asked a lot of questions, so I'm definitely annoying at this point. So that's what it looked like to me.
Okay. And when you say uncomfortable situations, can you speak a little bit more about that?
Right. So not always sticking towards what you know or sticking towards your norm. Stepping outside your comfort zone. If you're used to doing a certain thing, like, switch it up from time to time. Just so, like, if you're nervous about presentations, try to take on, you know, 3 a month so you could get used to presenting, speaking in front of crowds, you know, and just get rid of those jitters, and that way you'll be able to, you know, get used to certain things. Then you set another goal that you might not be used to or you want to hit at a certain mark. Then just keep putting yourself in those positions to make sure that you hit those certain marks.
Okay, so like kind of challenging yourself.
Yeah, definitely, because you never want to stay stagnant in a sense. So I think that would be definitely the word I use, challenge yourself.
Okay, and with you owning a school, so I don't really know what goes into that, so I'm sure you've done some research on it. Can you speak a little bit more about, like, what that consists of?
Right. No, most definitely. Definitely a lot of funding from PA or whatever state you're trying to build it up in. And I realized, like, having a stronger support system, that's just like the basic foundation of it, but also, like, creating your framework of certain type of protocols you might need, safety protocols, teacher protocols and everything like that. Creating a curriculum for your students, because I want my school to be different. You know, teach them not only about college, but also, you know, trade schools, and if they want to work right after, you know, or even become an entrepreneur. So that's big.
Oh, wow.
So I think, you know, just setting them up for whatever they want to do and not pushing just one option on them. So definitely, like, the funding, like I said, the teachers, the buy-in from your community is definitely a strong suit, but also creating your documents, writing things up, sending that into Harrisburg. Always got to get your certifications, whether it's a principal cert, teacher cert, or for yourself, like, you know, licensed social work. I'm pretty sure you know a lot about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your legal documents, basically. So definitely all that.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a lot. So what prompted you to want to like explore that? Because that's really like, that's really needed. But like, what started your interest in it?
I think just seeing how many of my friends not dropped out of school, but dropped out of college, but also just seeing the way we grew up, it was like it was forced on us to go to school. Just genuinely wanted to go to school. And I think that's what we got to switch and change the mindset, you know, the youth, because we always say without education, you know, what are we working towards? But I want them to know, hey, you can always work towards something without it. Just make sure you have a plan. So I think that we need to change our mindsets around education and just to make it fun for them. You know, we getting older, so especially with this Zoom stuff now.
It just, oh, yes.
So made my mind, you got to be creative with things. So definitely, you know, those three major points.
Okay, so you hit on something that's really important and I think is very timely for this episode, is the fact that you don't need education to be successful. You just need a plan. So this is like a segue into the last question, which is what would you tell someone who is struggling to develop and maintain their grind? So with that, I want you to answer that, but with the education component, because you and I, like, we both have degrees and this is something that we chose to do. But for the people who are looking at us and they're like, well, college isn't really for me. Like, what do you say to them?
Right. The answer to the first one, like, as you know, if you don't have, like, what's keeping you motivated or keeping you towards that grind, I think that was the first one. You got to find out why you're doing what you're doing, what's prompting you to do it, and how you're going to get there. So if you can answer those three main questions at any given time, it's like an elevator pitch, right? You should always tell somebody what you want to do, why you're doing it, and how you're going to complete and get to that goal. So that way, you never know when you might meet your next big investor, your next big supporter, or someone that can spread the word for you, you know, your marketing partner, whatever the case may be. So definitely have that drive. And you got to do whatever's going to make you happy. It might sound cliche as crap, but whatever make you happy, just do it. And if someone not supporting that vision that's around you, then you got to leave them where they at, because clearly they're not supporting your dream or your, you know, your lifetime goal. So just leave them where they at. It's all love at the end of the day, but I can't just be around you right now because I'm working towards something that's bigger than myself and clearly not supporting it. So I can't deal with you. And in terms of education, we definitely don't need it. Like, it's crazy because we both got our master's degree. And it's just like, we really spent all that time in school, but we always had the qualities of someone with a master's degree.
Right.
Somebody told me, like, it's just a piece of paper. I never realized that. But hey, that's the sad truth. And like, bet on yourself, you know. School is not for everyone. We all know that. But bet on yourself. If you got your own entrepreneur plan, whatever the case may be, just bet on yourself. But make sure you stick to your goal. Don't never deviate from it and pour your all into it. A lot of times we might deviate from it because we, you know, we see that we got sidetracked. But when you get, you know, when you get down or, you know, down in the dumps, that's just, you know, it's like that you're about to propel to the next level. So never lose sight of, you know, what you're working towards.
Yeah, that's really important. And so with, like, those moments of discouragement, what has helped you get past it?
Really my support system, you know, like people really being in my corner and really keep, you know, promoting your dreams or piping you up, you know, how we.
Yeah.
Like, that's major to me. Anybody who ever come to me with, you know, their dream, I never quick to shoot them down. Oh, somebody done that already. Oh, somebody, you don't want to do that. But it's just important to keep yourself around positive energy and the people that's on the same, got the same mindset as you, you know, about the conversations you have. A lot of people, you know, we could talk about sports and everything like that, but what's your 5-year plan? What's your 3-year plan at that point? And just to keep people like that around you, but also know everything don't come overnight. If it came overnight, everybody would be doing it, you know? So just making sure you grind it out, trust the process. That's what you got to do. That sounds cliche, but you definitely got to trust it.
No, that's true.
Yeah, you got to fall in love with what you're doing. Like, you should love doing what you're doing and everything like that, because that's going to create others around you to be like, damn, I got to, you know, be tapped in with this person or something like that.
Yeah, and that's a really good point that you made about like the support system and the people around you. So how important do you think that is in you staying on your grind?
Oh man, that's 120% important. I think every time I got a degree, I never just called it mine. I called it, you know, we earned this, just because I wouldn't have made it without the people in my corner, or just people, just even a little text message that might say good luck on your test. I don't know for me, but I'm sorry, I don't know about other people, but for me, that definitely speaks volumes, you know, because they don't have to take the time out their day to do it. If you, right. You know, how we linked together on some projects and like having roundtables and talking on Instagram Live, like I feel honored in a way that, you know, we always link up and do it because people need to hear it and not always focus on a negative aspect of what's going on around us. Because there's a lot of people doing some positive stuff. And, you know, this podcast is one of them. So definitely, you know, just supporting each other to the best of our ability. That might be giving you $100 next week, but showing up to talk about, you know, topics like this another week. You never know what the what form it can come in.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the support, definitely be real. And you said earlier about the fact that sometimes when people get a dream or they tell a dream to somebody, they're shot down because they're like, oh, you can't do that because somebody else doing it. And I always say this about the podcast. Like, it's so many different podcasts out here. And I couldn't have the mindset like, all right, I can't start one because everybody else have a podcast, because my podcast is different. Like, it's such a mix and like I talk about all different types of things and it's my flavor on it. Like, I put my own twist on it. And I get discouraged sometimes because I see these podcasts out here that's booming. But like you say, you got to trust the process.
Right. That's definitely.
And it don't come overnight. Nothing comes overnight at all.
Exactly. Exactly. And check you out 2 years from now, you might be on the biggest one on TV's YouTube. We don't, just because, you know, we see them now blowing up. Like, we don't know what the, you know, whatever the case was like 3 years ago, if they, you know, how they was starting off. So you're doing a hell of a job.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. So do you have any last minute advice for anybody out there that's just trying to get on their grind and stay on it?
Definitely. Just like I said, for one, just do whatever makes you happy, but also set up something that's bigger for, that's going to leave a lasting impression, but that's bigger than yourself. You know, like my dad always told me, like, all you got when you leave is your name. Like, make your name be a lasting long impression. When people speak about you and everything like that, they should always have, you know, great things to say. Granted, people will talk about you, whether it's good or bad.
Right.
But you always want to leave that impression, like, they put their best foot forward. They never shied away from personal growth or creating substantial growth for other people. So definitely just stay motivated and do whatever makes you happy. I cannot stress that enough. Like, a lot of people
100% struggling agree
with that mental health. Like, just trying to make everybody happy with social media, people pleasing, delete all that, you know, don't.
Oh, so I want to stop you right there. So with social media, what can you say about, because, you know, everything, even though it may be a false narrative, it's very easy to compare yourself to the progress of other people.
Hell yeah. It is. Like I said, you got to stick to your pace, but also use that for fuel for your motivation. Yeah, I know I could be like that one day. For you, for example, like people with podcasts, you can look at Wallow, you know, the shit, different type of stuff. Don't, you know, don't knock in and be like, yo, they growing exponentially way more quicker than what I was even dreaming of. Like, what am I doing wrong? You're not doing nothing wrong. You just got to stay true and stick to the process. Keep on being consistent. Create those healthy habits. Like, for me, I look up to Eric Thomas. He's a motivational speaker. Guys like Les Brown, Wallow, for example, and I, you know, they up there, but I know if I keep staying consistent and true to who I am, I know I'll reach that pinnacle in my, you know, with my platform. So you got to market yourself on your social media. Don't look at other people the way they marketing themselves. You might confound pointers, but definitely market yourself and use it to your advantage. Don't use it as a negative. Always flip it into a positive, whatever way you can.
I 100% agree. That is really, really good advice. And I can't wait to be your school social worker at your future school.
You're going to be a founder. You're going to be a founder with me.
Okay, say less. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, y'all. I hope you enjoyed another episode of Pillow Talk Uncensored.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at pillowtalk_uncensored to keep up with us. And remember to send those X teams. Until next time.